Just for some housekeeping, today is April 1st. We are not pulling any April Fools today, though. We are just taking care of recording a day late.
You're going to confuse?
No, but you know what? I read something that was really important, and I'm going to point out why I'm going to start saying the date that we record on, because it's important when we talk about time-sensitive stuff, like current events, that gives people some perspective. So,
But we always talk about it being a week out of sync anyway, so I would hope that anybody who listens to our podcast
let's just talk about our listenership increased by 50% in this 50%. last 2 weeks. So we have a lot of new listeners. So we have to pretend that
people who accidentally downloaded and then like,
no,
I thought this was season 3 of anyway. No, that's all right, good.
So let's get into it.
If you're a first time listener, welcome.
Yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
About our listenership increased by 50% in this last 2 weeks.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2139 of the BFO for right the 8th of April 2015. It's 2016. Oh, poor Rick Roddy. Coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Big Fatty, you don't need to say anything but train wreck. Hello, passers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi. Oh, hi, everyone. Y'all, by the way, that was some honey barbecue chips that old Veda had in the coal mine. But y'all, you are passers today because y'all, it is for right. And Big Fatty, and this too shall pass. No, that's not no. Y'all, you're passers today because y'all, the villa passed its termite inspection, Big Fatty. Y'all you have the annual termite inspection on the villa, and y'all had a cute little ginger bear, Big Fatty, just a ginger bear, not the ginger bear. No, it was not the ginger bear. Oh, okay. Y'all, he was cute, and he crawled around in the dirt, and Big Fatty, and it was just a nice little experience, and so there you have it. So y'all, the villa is Big Fatty. It didn't have any water staining or anything. No, it's true. Unlike your underpants, except you don't wear underpants. It's true. There was no understand. Well, Big Fatty, you don't even know what you're talking about. It's true. I don't.
Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we've gotten an e-letter from Patty Bacon, and it goes, good news, bad news. It says, ole, Big. Yo, that's hello backwards. Yes, Big Patty. It's Patty. Patty Bacon, cousin of the famous Kathy Bacon of the Veda and Bacon Show. I am exactly 1 week older than her, and I'm also straight. So, for the good news, I am so glad you have returned safely from the northern Mexico. I was beside myself with worry, but in the end, I'm glad the Fat Villa has its master again. I had no idea you had an interest in public utilities, touring the steamworks twice. Wow! Now for the bad news, that Chrysler PT Cruiser erroneously reported mine and my cousin Kathy's deaths on the doubtful industry's famous someone I liked died oral fax line that Poodle McNoodle hates so much. I had no idea of the large audience that that little show reached. I woke up and found my electricity and water shut off. a for sale sign on my lawn and none of my credit cards work. The man takes that news seriously, proving you're alive isn't as easy as saying, proving that you're alive isn't as easy as saying, I'm alive. Believe me, I've tried and no one is taking me seriously. Toodles, Patty. Well, Patty, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter. It's always always lovely to have a correspondence from a member of the infamous Bacon family, and thank you so much for the kind remarks about the visit to Northern Mexico. You know, there were lots of good things that came out of that trip, and I was able to visit their steamworks utility a couple of times. And I and Granny, believe it or not, Granny was disappointed he did not go to the steamworks utility with me. But big fatty, it's probably best. Anyway, I'm sorry. Sorry that RD Cruiser called you in to the death phone. One moment, please. Fatty, somebody's got to do it. She's still on that cruise of a lifetime with Lucille McGillicuddy. It's true. What was I saying? Fatty, we don't know. I'm sorry that you've run into some obstacles proving the validity of your aliveness. Big Fatty, the validity of your aliveness. And perhaps the fact that I have played read your e-letter here on the BFO, maybe that will make things easier, because there's a much larger audience. Much larger audience on the BFO than there is on that dubious intake. Yes, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Princess Hannah. And she says, dearest Arbor Crutter, presuming, I don't know if that's a word, presuming, Big Fatty, presuming I may, I wanted to know if I could ask a question. Theoretically, if you could, would you want to teach? And would you rather be a mover and a shaker in the classroom or the boardroom? Personally, I'd love to teach history or general science, though I'd suck at science because I loathed biology and physics in high school, and I tried once to blow off my thumb in general sci my freshman year. We were playing around in the lab, and I was wiping up a liquid with one of those shitty brown paper towels and decided to light it on fire and didn't realize that liquid, it was alcohol. And after a small poof, I was meandering down to the nurse's office with my thumb submerged in a large beaker of ice water. Princess Hannah, first of all, this is an excellent question, and one that I am I'm happy to answer. I think I would rather be a teacher. I think theatrics or public speaking. Fatty, I can only imagine you teaching public speaking, dear Gussie.
Dear
yesterday I played that voice letter from Gary in Albuquerque. Big Fatty, I thought he moved to Oregon. Well, he's moving there. Oh, directly from Phoenix to Oregon. No, I don't think he ever lived in Phoenix. Oh, okay. And y'all, I'm going to play it for you again real quick here now. And y'all, the reason I'm doing that is because I want to read the Goggle translation to you. So here's Gary's message.
Hello, Mr. Big Fatty. This is Gary in Albuquerque, who has never been in Phoenix. But the reason I'm calling today is Gary in Albuquerque is fixing to be no more in Albuquerque. Gary in Albuquerque is moving to Rainbow Vista in Portland. Well, it's in Gresham, Oregon, but I'm not going to be Gary in Gresham, but I'm going to be Gary in Portland. And I am going to be working at IKEA in Portland. So anyway, I just wanted to let all my Pride 48 family know how much I love them and how much I support them. And I will miss y'all, of course, miss going to Vegas this year, but I'm looking forward to many more years. But I will be probably flying and not driving. That drive from here to Portland is murderous. Anyway, just wanted to check in and let you know that now you'll really be confused about where I live. But it's going to be Gary in Portland. Anyway, thank you for calling. Talk to you later, and I'm not going to hang up. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, there was the call that we played yesterday. Now, y'all, I'm gonna read to you the Goggle translation of Gary's call. Says, hello, Mr. Big Fatty. This is Gary in Albuquerque, who has never been in Phoenix. But the reason I am calling today is Gary in Albuquerque at 6 and will be you no more in Albuquerque. Gary in Albuquerque is move into Rainbow Vista and Portland auto owners in Gresham, Oregon. But I'm not going to be very important. Trisha Bumblebee, Gary... in Portland, and I'm going to be working at IKEA in Portland. So anyway, I just wanted to let my password is I don't know how much I love them and how much I support them, and I will miss you all with Miss Gordon to Vegas issue, but I'm looking forward to many more years, but I will probably flagging that graft from here to Portland. This, Margaret, anyway, just wanted to take a key and let you know that now. You'll really be confused about where I'll let you know, but it's going to be very important. And anyway, thank you for calling to talk to you later, and I'm not going to hang up. Bye. Be ready? Who knew it? He gave away his password as Trisha Bumblebee. I know. So, Gary, thank you so much for the call. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm just going to close out the week with a couple of things here in the E-Letter box. Y'all, sad, sad news. That Casey in Denver has sent me an E-Letter. Y'all, the Denver Eagle, in Denver is closing this weekend. Big Fatty, that makes me sad. It's true. So, anyway, Casey in Denver, maybe you should, and y'all, the article talked about there was a giant a penis handle on the door. Big Fatty, do you think it was Casey in Denver's giant penis? It could have been. He may have taken it back. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, that's very sad to hear. But a good thing that Casey in Denver sent me, y'all, he sent me a picture of Boom bacon pancakes. And y'all, what you do is you cook your strips of bacon, and then you put them on the griddle, and then you pour pancake batter on top of them, and you flip them over, and the bacon is baked into the pancake, and they look like the sticks or something like that, because they're elongated, not round. And y'all, this is an ancient picture because it's a pound of Wrath bacon, and Aunt Jemima pancake mix is Aunt Jemima's got on got on her mammy outfit. Betty, the mammy outfit. It's true. So anyway, but y'all, it looks delicious. Y'all, I don't know exactly what the story is here. But I heard on Wednesday night that Mark from It's All About Me, evidently had some sort of health incident, and that Ed Candelabra was asking folks for good thoughts. So I don't know what it's all about, but y'all keep Mark and Ed in your thoughts. Y'all, I got something here that my mother sent me that I thought I'd read to you. Big fatty, nothing like reading to them on a Friday. It says, "Men are just happier people. It needs no explanation and is fun. It's a fun read, no matter what your agenda. Men are just happier people. Why do you expect such a simple? What do you expect from such simple creatures? Your last name stays put. The garage is all yours. Wedding plans take care of themselves. Chocolate is just another snack. You can never be pregnant. You can wear a white t-shirt to a water park. You can wear no shirt to a water park. Car mechanics tell you the truth. The world is your urinal. You never have to drive to another gas station restroom because this one is just too icky. You don't have to stop and think of which way to turn a nut on a bolt. Same work, more pay, wrinkles add character, wedding dress $5,000, tux rental $100. People never stare at your chest when you're talking to them. New shoes don't cut, blister, or mangle your feet. One mood all the time. Phone conversations are over in 30 seconds flat. You know your stuff about tanks. A five-day vacation requires only one valise. You can open all your own jars. You get extra credit for the slightest act of thoughtfulness. If someone forgets to invite you, he or she can still be your friend. Your underwear is $8.95 for a three-pack. Two pairs of shoes are more than enough. You almost never have a strap problem in public. You are unable to see wrinkles in your clothes. Everything on your face stays its original color. The same hairstyle lasts for years, maybe decades. You only have to shave your face and neck. You can play with toys all your life, one wallet and one pair of shoes, one color for all seasons. You can wear shorts no matter how your legs look. You can do your nails with a pocket knife. You have freedom of choice concerning growing a mustache. You can do Christmas shopping for 25 relatives on December 24th in 25 minutes. It's no wonder men are happier." And y'all, there are a few other things that go along with this, but I'll read those to you next week. Big Fatty, it's something for us to look forward to, and just like having to pay our taxes by next Friday. Big Fatty. Odegasi, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's supposed to turn cool here. I think Saturday night is going down into the 30s again. Big Fatty, you'll need to get your camisole back out. I guess I will. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants show. That would be the Turnip Ed, and that Urban Guy T.O., and you know, y'all, I was, a couple of weeks ago, I was on their little show, and I kept asking Turnip Head to let me know how the ratings were affected by me being on there, and Turnip Head, do you have that report for us now?
About our listenership increased by 50% in this last 2 weeks.
Big Fatty, imagine how disappointed they are you're not back this week.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.